This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
In the morning,
the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Michaela, did you see that crazy story online about all the famous classic movie props that have been just thrown away?
No.
Yeah, because nobody ever had any idea of that they were going to be worth something one day. So I was like, yeah, whatever. I have a check that somebody got for working on Wizard of Oz.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I thought so. I don't know that anybody else did because I got it for cheap at a charity auction. But nobody else thought it was that cool. But I did. Speaking of which, a painting of the Emerald City that they used, you know, for, hey, there it is off in the distance type of thing.
Yeah.
Just got thrown away. The salvage company was cleaning out the MGM backlot. Just threw it away.
Oh my God. That reminds me of when I was really little and they had like that water park. They had all those things happening at the MGM. Do you remember that? It was like for a brief moment, but it was like very Wizard of Oz heavy. That was like part of my childhood. Sure. I loved that. It was such a cool thing Vegas had.
The treasure map from the Goonies got thrown away. Sean Astin had confiscated it. His mom threw it away. God, that's a bit. Uh-huh. What did your parents throw away when you moved out?
Oh, God. Truly, my mom got rid of all of my clothes, old photos, things from high school. She got rid of everything.
I had a, and it was funny, she got it from a friend of hers for me, this big comic book collection. And the guy didn't know what he had. And I'm telling you, there was some stuff in there that I used to read. Mm-hmm. This one thing when I was a kid, and it was old comics. Like when I got them, it was old. And my mom was like, I was like, do I need to be careful with these? Because you know how when you're a kid, you're always so be careful with that. It's old.
Yeah.
And I was like, do I need to be careful with these? My mom was like, no, they're yours. And I loved this thing called the Rawhide Kid. And then one day I was like, I wonder how much those were worth. And they were in thousands.
Stop. Thousands. She threw thousands of dollars away?
I believe so. Yes, I do. I'm pretty sure. I think so. I also had some baseball cards that might have been pretty valuable as well that I think ended up in the trash. The Death Star from the original Star Wars. Fox threw it away because they didn't want to pay for a storage unit.
Oh, my God.
The scrumptiddlyumptious chocolate bars from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Thousands of them thrown away from the production lot to make room for the filming of Cabaret. Only.
Oh, my God. But you don't.
Only one of the chocolate bars survived.
That's so great. You could have made so much money off of that. If nothing else, that's the reason they didn't have enough storage.
Yeah, there's a lot of those decisions. Scarlett O'Hara's dress from Gone with the Wind. Can you imagine? It was found in a throwaway pile on the floor at a costume company. That one did get saved.
Okay, good. That's a little bit of a relief.
Yeah, and now worth like $100,000. The leg lamp from A Christmas Story. All of them thrown away by the 90s. If somebody tells you that they have one, they're lying. Because they were all gone.
That's
crazy
wild.
Stuff. And yeah, and then again, on the other side, you can't make it through your house because you're saving all this junk.
Listen, the irony is I did a little spring cleaning last week, threw every single thing away. I feel so shocked, yet I threw everything away in my house. So who am I to say anything?
Right.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
That's just a great way to start a day.
Oh, a minute ago when I said that these were the stupidest good feeling stories of the day that we've ever done,
yeah.
I had no idea of the depths of stupidity.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
I didn't even know. I thought this one was straight. I thought the first story was straight. And then I saw the caption to the video that went along with it. Hearing is believing. Oh, my God. Like a leaf, you know?
Yeah.
Here, you'll understand when I tell you that a group of engineering students, and how nobody has ever come up with this before, I have no idea. A group of engineering students at Johns Hopkins University came up with a silencer for leaf blowers. Makes them somewhere between a third and half as loud.
Wait, I love this idea. I think it's brilliant.
Yes. How many times have we had the guy that's gone, it's 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning. I'm going to go out and do my yard. And you're like, bro, stop. They've already signed a deal with Black & Decker. They expect these leaf blower silencers to be available to buy within 2 years. Honestly, I think that's a significant step towards world peace. I'm not kidding.
Well, at least everyone's sleeping better, and that would be peaceful.
My stress level has gone down significantly just telling that story. And then there's this. Okay, this is so dumb. A group of guys in Flint, Michigan are in the news. They saved a raccoon from choking.
Wait, how do you see a raccoon choking?
Well, I'll tell you here in a second. They smacked it on the back till it hacked up a piece of cheese. Gave it the old hock tour. Just when you thought that bit was gone, it came back. Yeah, the old hock tour. Raccoon scurried off and it was fine. Those trash pandas are dangerous too. I'm not going anywhere near a raccoon.
They're so dangerous. They're lucky they didn't get hurt.
I'm not kidding. They knew the raccoon was in trouble. Because it was making the universal choking
sign. He had his hands around his neck.
And his hands around his neck.
Oh my God. Wait, that's such a cute visual.
Help me. It's not funny. It's not funny. It's even funnier when you say it out loud. It's so stupid. This is the dumbest edition of the Good Feeling Stories of the Day ever. You're welcome, America.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Lord, sorry, I didn't mean to let that fade out, and we're not even contractually obligated to make this announcement, but Andrew Schultz is coming to town. He might be my favorite comedian right now.
I totally agree with you, and he's a really great family man. He, like, brings his family on stage, and I think that's so sweet.
Blech.
Family, yuck.
Dang it. I wanted to do the joke with you where I just talked about something random and then you'd go, what are you saying that for? And I'd go, I thought we were talking about things we didn't care about. Dang it. I couldn't make it. Yes, that's why now you and I, do we not agree that you and I are pretty much the same person? We're like twins, right?
Yeah, it's kind of weird because you wouldn't necessarily be like, oh, they are, but we really are.
Oh yeah, you can see the difference. You can see if you ever run into us, you'll see how much we're alike.
Yeah.
She's 5'1", I'm 6'2". We look nothing alike, not even close.
I like
what are you Italian?
Like,
what are you, Italian, Sicilian?
Italian, Russian.
And yeah,
a little bit of Mexican too.
Oh, sure. Why not? Oh, yeah. Yeah, but that's just the tattoo. Yeah. And dude, I am so like, my family slept their way through Western Europe. I mean, I'm like, I'm so white. You can almost see through me. And yeah, but that's where we part.
I want you to think of Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, that's what I think we look like.
Yeah, we're wearing the same shirts. That's it. We have the same clothes on, but that's, and strangely enough, they fit her. I'm wearing her size.
How do you think you got 10,000 followers? Hello.
Don't be jealous. But this is where we part ways. This is where you and I give a little fist bump. You go your way and I go mine. What? Andrew Schultz is coming to town. He's one of my favorite comedians. And Michaela's excited because he's a family man. And I...
No, that's
I didn't even know he had a family. And in fact, I'm a little disappointed that he's not just out there living the single life and, you know, and just and carving a wide path through this world, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, he's great. He just had a little girl. So he brings his wife and his little girl on stage at the end. And when he got Madison Square Garden, he told his dad when he was little. That's where he wanted to do his comedy. And it was a really touching video, actually. So I feel like he has a lot of heart.
I agree. And that, I think that's why I like him. I really believe that I love comedians that actually dig their own stuff. And so, you know, and I think we share that because if we think something's funny, we think it's really funny.
Yeah, we do.
And we don't. And honestly, we just pray that you think it's funny, too.
Yeah,
we don't, you know, like, and sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, but oh, fine. All right, listen, we got to get to getting here. It's a big day. Sandy Bozek, Rhodes Ranch, outside the gates, not in, but in the same. You know, if you got to point somebody in the you know direction, Rhodes Ranch.
Yeah,
Sandy goes. For win number 5 and to earn herself one of the coveted, soon to be on the way and placed in the hands of the 4 5-time undefeated champions before her.
Oh yeah.
One of the coveted Michaela's Hometown Throwdown championship belts.
And the design looks good.
I can't believe, oh God, that yeah, we've got to post that.
Yeah.
I can't believe the number of people that thought we were kidding about that. I'm really having these belts made and they're, and dare I say myself that we did a great job designing these.
No, they look amazing. They look so fun. I will just never get over. What was our first winner's name? That's totally my bad. Laura. I can't remember her last name, but she thought they were literal belts. And she was like, I don't really wear belts. And I was like, that's the best answer I've ever heard, but they're not like those. They're cool belts.
Oh, look at that. And I literally sent an email to, and I believe our buddy Jeremy is listening right now, because I sent an email and I said, we need to give away tickets to Andrew Schultz. We want to be involved with everything that we can be involved with this. And he literally said, I'll put the Andrew tickets in as soon as I get to the station. I'll let you know when the contest is live. So look at that, people.
Way to go.
You asked. Oh, wait. We asked. But we, on your behalf, things get done. That's awesome. In any event, Sandy Bozek tries to be a 5-time champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown in just moments. But first, Dua Lipa.
In the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
You know what else is awesome, Sandy Bozek from Rhodes Ranch, who's going for win number 5? Is that no matter anything that happens from this point forward on the show, anything that doesn't go perfectly, we can blame on the attempt at improving the internet that took place earlier this morning. Anything else that goes bad on the show, we go, ah!
Corporate project!
Just left it alone!
I love my coffee nap.
Yeah, so we have instant excuses, and I love that. Adrian, who dares stand in the way of Sandy trying to get her fifth win and retire as champion and get a coveted Chet Buchanan Show Michaela's Hometown Throwdown Championship belt?
That would be Jolie Espinoza from Spring Valley.
What up, Jolie?
Hi, guys.
What's up?
Listen, Sandy had breakfast. You're in trouble. I'm just saying.
Well, at least I had my coffee. That's good.
Oh, fair enough. All right, that's good. Yeah, I don't know if you guys have seen this. There's a debate raging right now whether coffee's actually, whether it makes you smarter or dumber in the morning.
Oh. Dumber?
No, I would think I've been living proof for a number of years that it obviously makes you dumber. I think I've been proving that for years. Imagine. But I'm not, you know what, I'm not switching up now. I'm sticking with it. So, listen, we're playing to three for the championship. Buzz in with your name. Don't answer until you get called on because you don't want to give the answer to somebody else. If after about 3 seconds or so, neither one of you answer the question, I get a chance to steal it. And if I get three before anybody else, then you both get sent packing and we just give away the tickets to a random. Okay? All right, your quizmaster is Commissioner Michaela Gordon. Here we go.
Channing Tatum's ex-wife just gave birth to what is baby number three for her. What is her name?
Oh, you better
get Joey.
Jolie.
It used to be Jenna Dewan Tatum, but I'm pretty sure it's just Jenna Dewan now.
Yeah, I think that's all of those things. Yeah. The challenger strikes first.
This now Vegas native and former girlfriend to the famous Hugh Hefner is back in the news with her best friend, Bridget. What is her name?
Is it Holly Madison?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Sandy is the only one who does not have a point yet.
Yes, we're getting there.
Reality star and housewife Kyle Richards is taking some heat for buying her 16-year-old a brand new Porsche. What Housewives franchise is this famous family from?
Oh, you better get this. Is it Beverly Hills?
Yes, it is, Chad.
Look out. Let's go. I got two. Jolie's got one. Sandy going for win number five to get a belt and retires champion. Squadoosh.
What is the name of the A-list celebrity who has a heartbreaking new documentary out about a rare disease Jolie is suffering from?
Oh, Jolie.
Celine Dion.
Yes, it's Celine Dion. Oh my God, have you seen it yet?
No, to be honest, I'm scared to see it because it's very emotional. And Celine Dion is the queen. I don't want to see her like that, I don't think.
Well, so to extra hype this up, they put out a clip this morning of her, and I don't recall the name of what it is that she's battling, but it gives her these horrible seizures. And there's a 10-minute clip that's out there of her going through this. And Celine said, put the whole thing in. Don't edit it. I want people to understand. And if you didn't love her before, even if you're the coldest, saltiest, you know, whatever on the planet, you will love Celine Dion after this. And you'll just want to hold her in your arms and feed her soup and just love her till the end of time. Because it's rough. All right. Yeah. I've got two. Jolie's got two. Sandy! I know. All right, Michaela, what's next?
Working 9 to 5 isn't easy, but this country queen has been working hard for decades.
Sandy
to get on the board. What's the answer?
Dolly Parton.
Of course it's Dolly Parton. And Sandy is on the board. She's got one. Jolie's got two. I've got two.
This legendary radio host is calling Hawk to every dad's nightmare. A far cry from the salacious content he made with his sidekick, Robin. What is his name?
Of course, they're not going to get it because we're the only show that matters.
Yeah, obviously.
I hate to say it. The answer is Howard Stern. And wow, for the first time ever,
check.
Sandy was on the verge of history. And made it in a way that she did not intend for the first time ever.
Sandy!
Sandy, I gotta be honest with you. I'd already designed your belt. I was ready to send it off today.
Oh my God, Sandy.
I have never watched an episode of any of the Real Housewives in my entire life.
Neither have I.
Never.
Neither have I. But I often astound Michaela with my pop culture knowledge. She's really surprised. She's like, how do you know that?
No, this is surprising. You would think that I was the pop queen. I'm actually not. Chef Buchanan is the pop queen of media. So
yes. And the queen shall wear their crown.
And you
for
won.
The first time ever, Jolie, thank you very much for your participation. Get out.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Jolie.
Sandy, after four wins, will dismiss. Oh, look at thunk, and they hung up. Wow! After four wins, you gotta go. And I'm sorry. We've enjoyed our time together.
Thank but you, that's Sandy. That.
Me wow. too. And
Connor McDavid.
You and put for up the a really first, good fight. Yeah,
the Connor McDavid, nice reference. But yeah, one of the greatest of all time. Still didn't get the cup. But yeah, today I'm the winner of Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
KLUCFM at HD1 Las Vegas, broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Oh,
it's the Chep Buchanan Show.
It's on every morning when I wake up. This is my station, and I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC, always live on the free Odyssey app.
And so what does that mean? That means we have Anderson Paak tickets, and we want to give them to you. And if you're caller number 25 right now, it's 702-364-9898. You shall have them. Good luck.
Let me tell you.
The Chep Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Adrian, who's on the phone?
We got Shayla Gomez from Sky Canyon.
Is that true? Shayla, is it you? Really?
Hello. Yes, it's me.
The Shayla Gomez from Sky Canyon.
It's what's amazing. What's up, Shayla?
Hey, hello, I got a question. Your 177-second survey starts right now. If you pour your drink out on the ground, are you littering? There's a story behind this. Are you littering?
I consider not because it evaporates.
I initially thought exactly the same thing. Before you answer, Michaela, my buddy was at Target yesterday. Didn't think anything of it. Finished up his Chick-fil-A, whatever it was. Mm. Poured out the ice. And there was a little bit of, you know, there was like a little bit of watered down soda in the bottom.
Yeah.
You know how there's all those videos out there about, and they're trying to bring back, I really hate the term now, but they're trying to, you know, Karen's going wild or what, you know, all the different videos.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether this is helping or hurting or whether there's really all these kind of people that just can't mind their own business. But apparently this woman comes over and literally starts yelling at my buddy. And he goes, I didn't know what to do. He goes, I didn't know if she was going to hit me or if it was going to be one of those things where she lays on the ground and goes, why did you push me?
Oh, my God. What?
But she's screaming at him for pouring his drink out in the parking lot because she says it'll get sticky and somebody will step in it and it's littering.
What?
Now, armed with that knowledge, is pouring your drink out in the parking lot littering?
Yeah, I do it every morning, and I'm going to keep doing it. I get a little extra coffee in my coffee cup. When I get out there, I pour it out so I can get my car and it doesn't spill all over me in my car. And I don't think it's littering.
Shayla, knowing what you know now, do you want to change your answer?
That definitely not changing my answer.
Yeah.
That's not littering.
Yeah.
I don't think so either. And by the way, that's just part of life. If you end up, you know what? Sometimes you step in sticky stuff. Yeah. Sometimes life happens, and that's how it is. All right, good. Also, they were asking for a relationship rehab. We said no. I'll throw it into the 177-second survey. The long and the short of it is our friend, let's call her Christy, which is close, but not her real name. But Christy was asked to be a bridesmaid. The bride said, none of you bees better get pregnant or you're out of the wedding. Can you demand, Shayla, can you demand that your bridesmaids not get pregnant?
I want to say demand, but you could say it funny, but be serious at the same time about it. Mm-hmm. But at least she's being upfront. Oh, no.
Are we so superficial now? And by the way, feel free, if you're a bride that told your friends, none of you better, you know.
Pregnant.
But like, who do you think you are? The Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders? Have you seen that show?
Oh my God. I watched it last night.
Why they would put that on Netflix with them talking about the weight, you know, where they make them weigh in.
Oh yeah, this show did not do them any favors at all. I was very dated. I was in a wedding. There were some strict demands, but getting pregnant
like
wasn't
what?
One of like, them. There was an ask that once the dresses were altered, that we were able to sort of maintain until the wedding.
Sure.
Which I kind of understood. Also, she didn't want any crazy hair colors. She wanted like her natural hair color. Unfortunately for her, she chose a bunch of musicians to be her bridesmaids. So nobody listened to that rule. Yeah. Okay, girl. Got it. No way. But not getting pregnant, I mean, I better monitor date night. I don't know about that. It's a natural thing.
No Netflix and chill.
Yeah, and if you yeah. Pick, yeah, or at least just, you know, safely and responsibly.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We've got tickets for you for Queens of R&B on Saturday night, and you do whatever you want to before, during, and after. We don't care. You go right ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show. Woo-hoo!
By the way, did you guys get a chance to read the email? Did you see the email?
What email?
The relationship rehab. Hi, it said. We listened on the Odyssey app from Washington. It's a long story how we found you. Okay. And then they said, hi, Michaela. Hi, Adrian.
Hey.
Oh, I feel acknowledged. I love this already.
I know, it feels
you are.
Good.
You're seen. So, my husband and I, not my husband and I, but in the email, my husband and I started saving for our son's college.
So dumb.
When he was a bit, well, you know, sometimes people get confused.
Clarity.
They started saving for their son's college when he was a baby. We had a small stipend. That's a good word. We had a small stipend set aside from each paycheck. By the time he turned 18, good Lord, by the time he turned 18, there was $200,000 ready to send him to almost any school he chose. Well, that's not a small stipend.
No, that's God great parenting, dude. Too. Way to like think ahead.
Holy smokes. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a lot. It's probably not once you break it down. $200,000.
No, that's a lot.
Divided by 18. It's 11. Okay, so it's 11,000. Oh, it's 11,111 $11,111.11. Yeah, that's a lot. Per year. So that's $1,000 a month ish.
Oh yeah, that's pretty good.
That's a lot. That's a lot. So God, could I set aside a grand right now?
I know.
Now?
I was just thinking. And does a grand even get us that far anymore? Like, come on, please.
And that's at birth. You know, that's birth all the way to 18.
Yeah.
Adrian, how easy would that be to set aside a grand right now? It might as well be a million.
be the hardest thing ever. No, not possible.
So they had $200,000 to send him to almost any school he chose. As high school graduation approached, my son chose to get a job instead repairing boats. That might be the most Washington thing ever. He has spent... No, it's a thing. He spent the last five... There's so much water up there.
Okay.
He spent the last 5 years doing that and making decent money. So he must be past 18, but whatever. He says he could make a lot more if he opened up his own boat repair place, but that's going to cost more money. He has asked us for his college fund to do it. I think it's a fair request, as the college fund was simply money we set aside to lay the foundation for our son's future. Oh, this is basically going to end up being a poll as to what do you believe? You know what I mean? Like, what do you believe and how do you believe it? My husband disagrees, says that a college fund is for college. Now, the sidebar question that I might ask going into this is, or does dad have his eye on a $200,000 boat? You know, or does dad want to pay off the house?
Right.
You know, but husband disagrees, says that the college fund is for college. He says that businesses fail and go away, but college degrees do not. It's one subject that we can't even discuss without fighting. I need perspective and wanted to get your guys' thoughts as to who is right. Does my son deserve to do whatever he wants with his college fund, even if that means opening a business? How about, and honestly, even in the reading it, I changed my mind three times.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work. Listen to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
By the way, can I just tell you, if you love Teddy Swims, stay close to this show.
Yes.
That's all I'm going to say. If you love Teddy Swims, like we love Teddy Swims, stay close to this show.
Yeah.
got a little something for you. Mm-hmm. Just a little something for you. Coming up, relationship rehab. Is the college, really the bottom line question is the college fund only for college? Or can it be used? Can it be used for other things? And I can, yeah, I hate to be this guy. I can kind of see both sides.
See, it's very one-sided to me. I only see it one way.
Only very for, clear. And I'm interested. The only thing that's got me going is, okay, so they've been saving since the kid was born. Got 200 grand in the kitty to send him to any school that he chose. The kid got a job. Instead, they live up in Washington. Thank you for listening on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, thanks.
He's got a job repairing boats and wants to open up his own boat repair joint. Dad, the only thing, and I would be with you on one side of this. The only thing that makes me hedge just a touch is dad says, mom says yes, give him the money. It's his money. It's his money. Launch him on his way. Dad says no because businesses can fail and go away. College degrees do not. Wait a minute. Now that I read it a second time, I do. Yeah, I'm resolved. Who's on the phone, Adrian?
We have Emily Luna from Sandy Valley.
So, Em, are really Sandy Valley out by like Pioneer Saloon, Sandy Valley?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you hear us way out there? Are you there?
I can.
I'm joking. Are you there? Emily! is the college fund just for college?
I don't think so. I think when we set up a college fund for our kids, the intention is to, you know, help them get a leg up, you know, once they become an adult. And if they decide not to go to college, I would hope that as parents, we want to continue supporting whatever aspirations they have as long as they're...
Obviously, phone service sucks out in Sandy Valley. Well, after it's to be expected. How many people were shocked that she lasted as long as she did? She's back. Hi, Em. Are you there? Nope. Gone again.
Oh, maybe. She's making such a good point.
Sort of. Yeah, it was really well spoken, really well thought out. And now gone completely. Which, again, who was shocked that she lasted as long as she did? Calling in from Sandy Valley, which might as well be California. So, Michaela, you said you were resolved. You're firmly on one side of this.
Yeah, I sure am. I didn't go to college, and I always thought it was very important. However, I think that you should use that money. Like, I think it was the point she was making to start a business to further your career. And we're living in a different time in 2024. I don't know if, and if I'm wrong, please forgive me, but I don't know if you need a college degree for everything. I think starting a business, he's proven already that he does well at fixing boats. He knows what he's doing. It's working well for him. I think he takes the money and invests it in his own business. And that's the way to go. And you don't need a college degree for that. That's what you put the money for, to set him up.
And by the way, these are all opinions. So if that's how you feel about it, that's okay.
Totally my opinion. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, but I mean, I'll fight to the death for you to be able to, and I will also fight for anybody else. Like the other day when they called and they go, Chet, you're wrong. This isn't great. That's awesome. We need more discussion and less cancellation in our world.
Yeah. And you know, to be fair, I have a younger sister and my dad sent her to college and she's not loving it. She wants to come home and he's very adamant that she stays in college. He believes the way that this father does. I don't agree.
Now my feet are firmly in the ground and I don't think you'll move me off of this point now. I think you can learn just as much from starting your own business. Mm-hmm. How many people have gone to college and gotten a crap degree that they never used? And my friend, a really good friend of mine, went pretty deep into the hole to send his daughter, who on a number of occasions that I witnessed, I hate you. I never want to talk to you again.
Yeah.
You suck, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, why are you still funding this? Why? And she went to school and partied with the football team and spent a lot of time on Fraternity Row, ended up quitting after she entered college as a junior because she had busted her hump in high school. And, you know, she had taken the advanced courses and all that.
Yeah.
And then literally there was like a hormone change or something. And she went sideways and was, and I hate you and F you and this and that and the other thing. And I said, why are you funding this? And he was like, I promised her. And it's like, okay. Open the business.
Totally agree.
I think you're right. You're just trying to launch them on their way.
Yeah, and college is tough. I'm telling you, my younger sister got bullied pretty bad. That's why she wants to leave. It's not for everybody. I think, like, if you, like you said, you can start the business, you get to keep peace of mind. It's also like your mental health. Let him just open the business. He knows he's good at it.
Yeah, I think so. I just got, and I mean, by the way, if you want to further discuss this, 702-364-9898, talked about something earlier in the show today. Here's your little, they announced an Andrew Schultz show coming to town. There is a further development in that situation. Cryptic. No.
What is it?
Yeah, we'll share it with you next. Hang on.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Adrian, you say there is a dissenting opinion on the text line at 702-364-9898.
Yes, they said, look, if you want to start a business, they should still go to school. Running a business is hard. Things come up that you don't even expect or know how to fix. You should at least take some business classes to try to be as prepared as possible.
I don't hate that.
Yeah,
I don't hate that at all. You're 1,000% right. Mm-hmm. So there is, I guess there is some middle ground that would be wise to take business courses. You really don't. Yeah, it's not just as easy as going in there and fixing boats and taking the money. If you missed it a minute ago on Relationship Rehab, the parents who live up in Washington and listen on the Odyssey app, much love. And they're like, there's a story behind it, how we found you, but they didn't tell me what the story is. So I don't know. I know there's no connection or anything. I don't know. But since their kid was born, they've been amassing a huge college fund that has grown to a couple hundred grand. He got a job while he was in high school fixing boats, and now he wants to open up his own boat repair place, but he wants his college fund money, 200 grand, to open the boat repair joint. Mom says yes, dad says no.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were trying to gather a little perspective. Yeah, there might be a little bit in the middle. And I bet if you went back to dad and said, well, what if you spend part of it, get a business degree?
Yeah.
And the rest of it. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. I think it's just like limited funds and you don't want to put all of it into a college degree if he's already been putting his time into fixing boats and knows what he does. But a business class would be good. That was actually a really good answer.
Not as limited as it could be. You know what I'm saying? 200 grand ain't nothing to sneeze at right there.
No, but everything's expensive now. Everything.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Used to go.
Hey, earlier this morning, the word came down that Andrew Schultz is coming to town. If you know, you know. He's one of my absolute favorite comedians. Michaela especially loves him because
he's a family guy. He really is. He brings his wife and his one-year-old little baby. I don't even know if she's one yet on stage.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then he hey, oh my God, the video was
take
so
it easy
sweet
in there.
Dad. It's so sweet. And he's really funny. So I think it shows he's got a lot of range, a lot of emotion.
Yeah. So, whether you're going for the comedy or to see Andrew Schultz's kid, you creeper.
Well, when you say it like that, it does sound creepy.
It's like, no, and that, and by the way, that's the things a dude probably is never going to say, probably, You know, I mean, there might be one or two that, true. You know, I just love him. I just love him because he brings his wife and kid out on stage. Yeah, okay, baby. Cool. That's great. I'll be in my car by then. But Andrew Schultz coming to Fountain Blue on Friday, September 13th. Tickets go on sale on Friday. Would you like a pair right now? I bet you would. Would you call 702-364-9898? Be caller number 25. Good luck.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Andrew Schultz is coming to town in September. Just announced this morning the Life Tour at Blue Live at Fontainebleau. Tickets go on sale Friday morning. Who won what may very well be the very first pair of tickets available in this town?
That would be Dana Rodriguez from Centennial Hills.
So, Dana, I just have a quick question for you. Are you excited to go to see Andrew Schultz because he's one of the funniest people on the planet and you love seeing him on TikTok and, you know, and Instagram and all that? Or are you going... are you going to see the kid?
Both. I love both.
Both.
Thank you.
See? I knew. Here's what I knew. You see, it sounded like I was mocking. I was merely rallying support for your point, Michaela.
Listen, it's okay if you mock, because the more we say it out loud, the more I'm like, oh, wow, I really did say I'm there for his family. But I really am.
Here's what's super awesome about it, though. And I love this guy because he says stuff that a lot of people couldn't get away with.
Totally.
Even though it's comedy, and comedy should be a safe space, and you should kind of be able to, you know, because people can't take jokes anymore. But the way he delivers it is such a way, you know, he doesn't mean it. You know, I mean, you know, it's not, there's no harm, no foul.
Yeah, he's super clever in his delivery.
Yeah, and he'll say it to your face.
Yeah.
You know, usually if he's making fun of somebody, it's they're sitting right there. And then at the end, if he brings the wife and kid out, you know, how much of a monster could he be?
Yeah.
So Dana, have a great time. You have until September to figure out which outfit you're gonna wear. Oh,
perfect. I'll be very pregnant, but I'm still going.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome. We'll try to make sure our seats are close in case you need somebody to deliver the baby. We'll be there. I'll have a bunch of paper towels in my pocket and some hand sanitizer. We'll be ready to go.
Come on, Uncle Chet.
Perfect.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. I laugh all the way to work. Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Oh my goodness, I know you can't wait another second. It's time for fill in
the blank.
There is a place called Blanking Spring.
Loving spring?
Bubbling, sure.
Bubbling, I know. Kissing?
Sinking spring.
Sinking spring.
Loving and kissing. Where's your... Well, it's all romantic. There's a place called Sinking Spring in the great state of...
Delaware.
That's random.
And
awesome. And close, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Where a pair of blanks.
A pair of donkeys.
And remember, there's a pair. No, porch pirates. Oh, that's
even
really
better.
Funny. That's really funny. A pair of porch pirates were caught on video racing to blank a blank.
To find some treasure.
Steal a package,
okay.
Which is really the same thing.
Kind of.
Really, for them, yeah. So a pair of porch pirates were caught on video racing to steal a package just seconds after it was delivered to a home.
Ugh.
It, of course, was caught by a...
camera of some sort.
Doorbell camera, sure.
Okay. Ring,
yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. The blank is blanked.
The camera was on.
Yes, and the package was delivered.
Okay, fair.
And then, as the FedEx delivery driver is just blanking away.
Running away, walking away.
He's walking away. Sure, he's walking away because he delivered. How many thieves? Because we said there was a pair.
Two.
Two thieves arriving in how many different vehicles?
One.
Two different vehicles.
Oh, they drove separately.
Different vehicles. Sure, yeah,
right.
Two. So two thieves in two different vehicles sprint up to the package.
Ugh.
As one suspect blanks the blank.
Grabs it.
Grabs the package, right. Sure. The other one holds a blank.
Holds a bag. A bag to put it in.
No, a flower pot, because
why?
The one porch pirate is apparently looking to blank the other porch pirate.
Oh, give the flowers to?
No fight.
Fight. Oh, they're going to fight.
Yeah. Because you got two porch pirates in two different cars.
Forgive me, my guy. I thought they were together working a deal together.
I don't think so.
Got it.
Because they're following the FedEx guy.
Yeah, okay.
And we believe that they were both looking to pull the same caper.
Dang.
The family was home. And obviously they were concerned.
Yeah.
With all the commotion. The police are
investigating.
Yes, they are. Uh-huh. But they haven't blanked anybody
found
yet.
Found anyone yet.
Caught them, yeah. One of the porch pirates did make off with the package, which was
clothing.
A phone.
A phone.
The resident of the home believes it's blanky.
It's creepy.
Blanky, fishy,
scary, fishy.
That both thieves seem to know that this package would be a something.
Yeah, actually, that is kind of fishy.
We've heard porch pirates immediately grabbing cell phone deliveries before, and coincidentally, also in Pennsylvania. Inside job. FedEx says that they're on the case to try and combat the porch pirates. But if these thieves are tailing the delivery guy. It's weird.
Wait, that is a little eerie.
And then they both show up following to the same place. Yeah, I don't
Sick.
Know. But that's fill in the blank.
Yeah. The Champion Cat Show.
Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
So earlier we had the dumbest good feeling stories of the day that we've had in quite some time.
Yes.
This is the dumbest divorce story. And she claims there's nothing else to it than this. And I'm not buying it. Usually when you hear, what are the grounds for, irreconcilable differences and stuff, grounds for divorce,
yeah.
Adultery, bigamy, mental or physical abuse, drug addiction, yeah. That kind of stuff. Screwing jar lids on too tight is generally not.
That's usually not grounds for divorce.
A woman online claims she filed for divorce because my husband, this is the quote, because my husband over tightens all the jar lids. She says that might not seem like no big deal to you, but when that's the life that you have to live and every jar in the house is over tightened to the point where he needs to be there to open them, then it's so annoying when he isn't around and she can't get anything done. She has confronted, for all those that call for relationship rehab that we do every day about 8:00, you just gotta talk to him. That's why we take that out.
Exactly.
Because obviously you have to talk to him. She did talk to him many times. It might get better for a while.
But how do you have that conversation, Chet? You're like, hey, honey, I'm really mad that the jars are all super tightened and I can't get a pickle when I need one.
I can't stop doing that. I can't function. I kind of get it. But I also, if it's kind of his thing, like maybe that's his, it's not a nervous tick, but what if it's like his compulsion and he just can't.
Maybe it's the way he feels needed. He's like, I'm the man and she needs me.
Right. Subconsciously.
Yeah.
That's his way of being. But okay, so maybe they don't need to be together. He's a tightener. She don't like it.
Uh-huh.
Then maybe they don't need to be together. I don't know how long they've been married. if he wasn't home, she would regularly have to open a new jar of something because she just couldn't get the current jar open. The nail in the coffin was when she discovered that even the jars that he would have never opened were over tightened, meaning he was doing it on purpose and not just out of habit.
To annoy her. And listen, have you ever been so annoyed with your partner and it just has continued on for so long? And you're like, you know what? You're making me nuts.
We joke about this because, and I joke about being annoyed about things. I'm generally not. No, Amy and I aren't those people. We just don't. That's why we're together. See, we got together as adults. So we had been to the puppet show and we'd seen the strings. So if there was some stupid thing like, man, I hate the way she tightens all the jars, we probably wouldn't have been together. It just probably wouldn't have happened.
Yeah. Good for you.
Because who's got time for that? Well, okay, so what's something like you and Lisa? Obviously, you have a story or you wouldn't have brought it up.
Okay, speaking of jars, Lisa will keep every single jar. It's a jelly jar, a peanut butter jar.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I went into the bathroom. You know the grande plastic cups from Starbucks?
Sure.
She used it as a bobby pin holder. And I was like, Lisa, we have bobby pin holder vase. Like, she loves to just save all of this and reuse it, and like, good for her, and like, recycling. It drives me nuts, and when she leaves the house, I throw them all away.
Of course you do. Yeah, of course you do. And that's it. And by the way, Lisa's on line 7. You know what I hate? Michaela throws all my jars away.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Hey, you're still doing Pack the Pool, right?
Yeah, we sure are. This Sunday, actually, 12 to 2, our friends at Tropical Smoothie will be hanging out with us, 4262 Blue Diamond. So come join us.
And they're schlepping smoothies in exchange for swimsuits, right?
That's right. Yeah, you donate a swimsuit, you get a little smoothie.
In this story, they called them bathing suits, which weirds me out. Ever since I was a little kid, it's weirded me out because you don't actually bathe, you swim. And
you know
I have
that's a fair point.
I have a fuzzy recollection of saying something like that to my grandmother, who called it a bathing suit. And then I imagine I was concussed shortly thereafter. And that's probably why the memory is not so great.
Foggy.
Grandma, it's not a bathing suit. You don't bathe in it. You swim. Whack. Don't talk to your grandmother that way. But still.
Yeah, good.
It was a different time. I turned out okay, I think. Yeah. I don't know. But listen, here's the real part of this story. And not that, look, for Pack the Pool, and we're trying to help people who can't afford swimwear so that they can be in city pools and whatnot. We don't care what color you bring, okay? We just care that you care. That's all that matters. However, if you can make choices, and if you're buying for your own kid, this company did two studies, one of them in a lake and another one in a swimming pool. Light blue and light green, hardest to see in the water, and white was not far behind. It matters because if you're trying to keep an eye on your kids, and if you want lifeguards to be able to see them,
yeah, the
it's important.
Camouflaging into the water, that makes so much sense.
They tested 14 different colors. Neons were the best. The easiest colors to see in a pool were neon pink and neon orange. For lakes or the ocean, neon orange high again. Neon pink, not so much. So if you're buying your kid a new suit and you've got a choice, bright orange, the best way to go. And regardless, help us pack the pool with the mayor's fund, right? How am I doing? Good so far, right?
You're doing so good. Keep going.
What was the address again for Tropical Smoothie?
4262 Blue Diamond.
This Sunday from noon to 2.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know before we go. Listen, I know one of the great goals in your life, Michaela, this might be sarcasm, is to become a master cheesemaker.
Oh, yeah, I know that's on the list. Chat. Yeah, absolutely it is.
Actually, it would be kind of cool. Wisconsin is the only state in the country, and strangely enough, the only place outside of Switzerland where you can in fact become a master cheesemaker. So if that's your passion, if you're like, oh God, I love cheese and all I want to do is make cheese, you got to go to Wisconsin or Switzerland. Wisconsin also the only U.S. state that requires a license for you to make cheese.
Oh wow.
I want to be the guy. I want to be the guy that goes around busting the illegal cheese rings. That's what I want. I want to be. Hey, I think we got one. I don't know.
You're great detective work.
No, listen, call somebody else. They're just making meth. It's okay. I got Dora, that's not my department. Sorry. Moving on. That's Kellogg's. True. Did you ever see that goofy movie that Jerry Seinfeld did about Pop-Tarts?
No, but I love Pop-Tarts.
The movie is fun. It's satire. It's all a joke about how, and it's every comedian that I think has ever even met Jerry Seinfeld is in this movie, and it's supposed to be silly. And I think a lot of people got all up in their feelings and got a little too, I think they were expecting some sort of documentary and they were horribly disappointed by the Seinfeld movie. So, okay, now here's your actual, because they touch on this stuff a little, but again, it's way out there. Kellogg's ripped off the idea for Pop-Tarts from Post. Post announced that they were going to be making a pastry for your toaster called Country Squares. So Kellogg's went, yeah, we'll see about that, and quickly developed their own version and actually beat Post to the punch in 1964. And Pop-Tarts is way more fun than Country Squares.
Yeah. Dang.
And Kellogg's got there first. Listen, give the Seinfeld movie a chance. It's pretty funny. And it kind of touches on that story, but it's weird. Yeah. And the average human body, what do you think the temperature of the average human body is?
Oh, God, I'm going to get it wrong. 98 degrees.
Everybody for years said 98.6. It's just something that, you know, it's actually about 97.9. We got the number 98.6 from a German study literally back around the time that the Civil War ended that used less accurate thermometers than what we have today.
Oh, wow.
Also, the average body temperature, and they don't know why this is, but the average body temperature drops about 0.05 of a degree every decade.
Oh, interesting.
And it just is. So 97.9. So if you take your temperature and you go, oh, I'm a little cold, I'm 97.9. No, you're just right. You're just fine. You're almost ready to serve. It's, you know, it's great. That's more you know before we go. Let's get out of here. Check me out. 10,000 followers on Instagram. Can't be wrong.
Can I tell you that people were DMing me and 98.5. They're so into you, Chet. They love you on social media, dude. Yes.
What do you want? Do you need money? Are you going to ask me for a favor? Why are you gassing me up right now? What in the world? What possibly could you need that I could provide for you that I have not already? Because this is some ridiculousness. But if you'd like, please follow at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. And please to be following at 985KLUC. Adrian?
You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok, same name, at Heavyweight Radio, no weird spelling. Plus, listen and check out the Unlikely Podcast and the Chet Buchanan Show, available on that free Odyssey app.
And Michaela Gordon.
At Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH.
And that's it for you? Nothing
else?
That's
it, dude. Yeah.
You have nothing else to report? You're not singing?
I am singing tonight. Yeah. You can come and check me out at Fontainebleau. Fontainebleau.
Why all of a sudden did you decide to not, you know, every other day you say it and then today you did not want to.
I was still actually on the idea of you being an influencer. I was so pleased. That honestly
so
is stupid. What happened. I was
You're
like,
so dumb.
Oh, Chetty, get him to 10.1 today, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. And what's funny is I've only done one booty pick. It's amazing that I've gotten this far and I haven't flashed my bits. Not even once. Well, once, but it didn't really count. It was inadvertent, as they say. It was by mistake that happened. All right. We're going to go. We'll see you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy, everybody.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So the more you know before we go, listen, I know one of the great goals in your life, Michaela, this might be sarcasm, is to become a master cheesemaker.
Oh, yeah, I know that's on the list. Chet. Yeah, absolutely it is.
Actually, it would be kind of cool. Wisconsin is the only state in the country, and strangely enough, the only place outside of Switzerland where you can in fact become a master cheesemaker. So if that's your passion, if you're like, oh God, I love cheese and all I want to do is make cheese, you got to go to Wisconsin or Switzerland. Wisconsin also the only U.S. state that requires a license for you to make cheese.
Oh wow.
I want to be the guy. I want to be the guy that goes around busting the illegal cheese rings. That's what I want. I want to be. Hey, I think we got one. I don't know.
You're great detective work.
No, listen, call somebody else. They're just making meth. It's okay. My God. Dora, that's not my department. Sorry. Moving on. That's Kellogg's. True. Did you ever see that goofy movie that Jerry Seinfeld did about Pop-Tarts?
No, but I love Pop-Tarts.
The movie is fun. It's satire. It's all a joke about how, and it's every comedian that I think has ever even met Jerry Seinfeld is in this movie, and it's supposed to be silly. And I think a lot of people got all up in their feelings and got a little too, I think they were expecting some sort of documentary and they were horribly disappointed by the Seinfeld movie. So, okay, now here's your actual, because they touch on this stuff a little, but again, it's way out there. Kellogg's ripped off the idea for Pop-Tarts from Post. Post announced that they were going to be making a pastry for your toaster called Country Squares. So Kellogg's went, yeah, we'll see about that, and quickly developed their own version and actually beat Post to the punch in 1964. And Pop-Tarts is way more fun than Country Squares.
Yeah. Dang.
And Kellogg's got there first. Listen, give the Seinfeld movie a chance. It's, yeah, it's pretty funny. And it kind of touches on that story, but it, yeah, it's weird. Yeah. And the average human body, what do you think the temperature of the average human body is?
Oh, God, I'm going to get it wrong. 98 degrees.
Everybody for years said 98.6. It's just something that, you know, it's actually about 97.9. We got the number 98.6 from a German study literally back around the time that the Civil War ended that used less accurate thermometers than what we have today.
Oh, wow.
Also, the average body temperature, and they don't know why this is, but the average body temperature drops about 0.05 of a degree every decade.
Oh, interesting.
And it just is. So 97.9. So if you take your temperature and you go, oh, I'm a little cold, I'm 97.9. No, you're just right. You're just fine. You're almost ready to serve. It's, you know, it's great. That's more you know before we go. Let's get out of here. Check me out. 10,000 followers on
Come
Instagram.
On,
can't be wrong.
Can I tell you that people were DMing me and 98.5. They're so into you, Chet. They love you on social media, dude. Yes.
What do you want? Do you need money? Are you going to ask me for a favor? Why are you gassing me up right now? What in the world? What possibly could you need that I could provide for you that I have not already? Because this is some ridiculousness. But if you'd like, please follow at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. And please to be following at 985KLUC. Adrian?
You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok, same name, at Heavyweight Radio, no weird spelling. Plus, listen and check out the Unlikely Podcast and the Chet Buchanan Show, available on that free Odyssey app.
And Michaela Gordon.
At Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH.
And that's it for you? Nothing
else?
That's
it, dude. Yeah.
You have nothing else to report? You're not singing?
I am singing tonight. Yeah. You can come and check me out at Fontainebleau. Fontainebleau.
Why all of a sudden did you decide to not, you know, every other day you say it and then today you did not want to.
I was still actually on the idea of you being an influencer. I was so pleased. That honestly
so
is
stupid.
What happened. I was
You're
like,
so dumb.
Oh, Chetty, get him to 10.1 today, ladies and
yeah.
gentlemen.
And what's funny is I've only done one booty pic. It's amazing that I've gotten this far and I haven't flashed my bits, not even once. Well, once, but it didn't really count. It was inadvertent,
accident.
As they say. It was by mistake that happened. All right, we're going to go. We'll see you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy, everybody.
The Chet Buchanan Show. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
What?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.